Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Okay, awesome. So today we're going to be looking at chronic pain management, but like from a holistic point of view.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, our listener sent in some really cool stuff about Lindsay Ford.
Okay.
Yeah, and she is a chronic pain coach over in Wales.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got this really interesting background because she is actually an occupational therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And a trauma specialist.
Oh, yeah. Combining those two.
And then on top of that, she's doing this pain coaching.
Right.
And she is helping people all over the world.
That's amazing. How is she reaching all those people?
Well, that's what's so fascinating. It really speaks to the power of like these online platforms these days.
Yeah, definitely.
So like no matter where you are, you can connect with people who have like specialized knowledge.
Yeah, that's great.
It can really help people get the support they need. You know, no matter where they live.
Mm.
Okay, so let's get into the material our listener sent us. I took a look at Lindsay's website, Chronic Pain Coach.
Okay.
And the testimonials, oh my gosh, like seriously powerful.
Where were some of them?
Well, there's Nikki, and she had frozen shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
And then Emily and Tia, and they were both dealing with fibromyalgia.
Wow, those are all really tough conditions.
Yeah. But they all saw like amazing results working with Lindsay.
That's awesome.
It is. So I was wondering what stood out to you about her approach.
Well, I think what's really interesting is how she kind of challenges that traditional view of pain.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, a lot of times pain is just seen as this purely physical thing, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
So you go to the doctor, they give you medication.
Right, to like manage the symptoms.
Exactly. But the thing is, that can kind of trap people in this cycle of pain.
Oh, how so?
Well, because they're only managing the symptoms, they're not really addressing like the root cause.
I see.
And Lindsay really emphasizes that mind-body connection.
Oh, interesting.
So she's recognizing that like emotional and psychological factors actually play a huge role in pain.
Okay, so it's not just about masking the pain, it's about like getting to the source of it.
Exactly.
I like that.
Yeah.
So I was looking at her website and I saw that she also offers like this free ebook.
Oh.
It's all about the three biggest blocks to pain recovery.
Ooh, that sounds intriguing.
Right. Now, I'm super curious what those blocks are.
Me too.
Any guesses based on your expertise? What do you think those blocks might be?
Okay, let me think.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to guess that fear is definitely one of them.
Fear.
Yeah, and I mean like fear of movement, fear of re-injury, or even just fear of the pain itself.
That makes sense.
Because fear can actually like amplify your experience of pain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like...
So it's not just like psychological, it's actually like...
It's physiological too.
It's like affecting our bodies.
Exactly. Think about your nervous system.
Okay.
It's this delicate network of wires, right? And when you're afraid, it's like those wires are constantly sending out danger signals.
Oh, wow.
Even when there's no real threat.
That's crazy.
And that can lead to like chronic muscle tension, inflammation, and ultimately more pain.
So fear isn't just in our heads, it's literally changing our bodies.
Yeah, pretty powerful stuff.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. What about the other blocks?
Well, I'm thinking another block could be those negative beliefs about pain and recovery.
Okay, like what kinds of beliefs?
Well, like believing that pain is just inevitable as you age, or that nothing can help.
Oh, yeah.
You know, things like
that. I've definitely felt that way before.
Yeah, and the problem is those beliefs can become self-fulfilling prophecies.
Oh, yeah.
They prevent people from engaging in helpful therapies or making positive lifestyle changes.
It's like when you think, my back is always going to hurt, so why even bother trying to exercise?
Exactly.
Right, but then you just end up feeling worse.
It becomes a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
And that actually leads me to what I think is probably the third block.
Uh-huh.
The lack of understanding about the multifaceted nature of pain.
Okay, I see what you mean.
A lot of people still view pain as just this, like, physical sensation.
Right.
They ignore that complex interplay of biological, psychological, and social factors.
It's like trying to solve a puzzle by only looking at one piece.
Exactly.
We need to see the whole picture.
And that's where I think Lindsay's combined approach comes in.
Okay.
She's not just treating the symptom of pain. She's addressing those underlying blocks by drawing on her expertise in occupational therapy, trauma therapy, and coaching.
Okay. Let's break that down a bit.
Sure.
How do those different disciplines actually work together in practice?
All right. So imagine it this way, right?
Okay.
As an occupational therapist, Lindsay's goal is to help people regain function and participate in activities that they enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
This might involve things like graded exercise activity modification, or even just adaptive strategies for daily tasks.
So it's like she's helping people rebuild their lives around their pain.
Yes, and not letting it control them.
I'm starting to see how this goes way deeper than just popping a pill.
Right. There's so much more to it.
Yeah.
And then you've got her background in trauma therapy.
Right.
And that comes into play because, you know, trauma can have such a lasting impact.
On your body and mind.
Exactly. It can manifest as chronic pain, anxiety, and like all sorts of other physical and emotional symptoms.
Wait, so you're saying that trauma can literally get stuck in the body?
It can, yeah.
I never thought about it like that.
And by addressing past trauma through techniques like somatic experiencing or EMDR, Lindsay can help her clients release that stored tension and break free from those patterns of pain that may stem from those experiences.
Wow, that's powerful.
It is.
It's incredible how she combines all these different approaches to create like a truly holistic plan for each person.
Yeah, she really tailors it to the individual.
I'm really curious to dive deeper into how these like blocks manifest and what techniques can be used to overcome them.
Me too.
Yeah.
And thankfully, we've got more material that can help us do just that.
Awesome. Let's get into it.
So we're diving deeper into those three biggest blocks, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so that first one, fear.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about how fear can like heighten our experience of pain.
Right.
But how does that actually like play out in someone's life?
Yeah, that's a great question.
It's easy to say fear makes pain worse.
Right.
But what does that actually look like day to day?
I'm really curious to hear your thoughts on this one.
Okay, well, imagine like someone with chronic back pain, right?
Okay.
Every time they bend over, they're terrified of that like familiar twinge.
Mm-hmm.
So they start avoiding bending altogether.
Oh, wow.
And over time, their muscles weaken, their posture suffers.
Oh, no.
And their pain actually worsens.
So it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Exactly.
Wow.
It's like they're trapped in a cage of their own making.
Their fear becomes like the bars.
Exactly.
Wow, that's a powerful image.
And this is where Lindsay's occupational therapy background comes in.
Okay, how so?
She might use graded exposure. So she would like gradually introduce those movements that trigger the fear, but in a safe and controlled way.
Okay.
Think of it like slowly turning up the volume on a scary movie.
Ah, I see. You get used to it.
Yeah. Over time, the person learns that the movement isn't actually dangerous.
Right.
And their fear starts to subside.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. So we've tackled fear.
Mm-hmm.
What about that second block?
Negative beliefs.
Yeah, negative beliefs.
How do those beliefs actually impact someone's experience of pain?
Yeah. What's the connection there?
Okay. Think of it this way.
Okay.
If you believe that pain is just part of getting older and there's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
Why would you even try to seek help or make lifestyle changes?
You just give up.
You've already resigned yourself to a life of pain.
Yeah.
And that's where coaching comes in.
Okay.
It's about shifting those negative thought patterns.
Right.
And empowering people to believe that healing is possible.
Yeah, giving them hope.
Exactly. And this might involve like challenging those beliefs directly, reframing them in a more positive light, or even using visualization techniques to help the person imagine themselves living a pain-free life.
Wow, it's amazing how much our thoughts can influence our physical reality.
It really is.
This is all making me wonder about the third block.
Yeah.
That lack of understanding about the multifaceted nature of pain.
Right.
What are some common misconceptions that people have that might be contributing to this?
Okay, well, a big one is the idea that pain is always a sign of physical damage.
Okay.
Which is true in some cases.
Right.
But with chronic pain, it often persists long after the initial injury has healed.
Oh, interesting.
So in these cases, the pain signals are more like a faulty alarm system.
It
keeps firing even when there's no real danger.
So it's not that the pain is all in their head.
Right.
It's that their nervous system is stuck in overdrive.
Exactly.
Wow.
Another misconception is this belief that there's one like magic bullet cure for pain.
Oh, yeah. We want that quick fix.
We're so conditioned to it.
Yeah.
But chronic pain management usually requires a multi-pronged approach.
Right. It's more complex than that.
It's like trying to fix a leaky roof with just a hammer.
You need a whole toolbox.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's where Lindsay's holistic approach really shines, because she recognizes that each person's pain is unique.
Mm-hmm.
And it requires a tailored plan that addresses their individual needs and circumstances.
So she's not just throwing treatments at the problem. She's taking the time to understand the whole person.
Exactly.
Their physical symptoms, their emotional state, their lifestyle.
Probably, yeah.
It's all part of the equation.
Mm.
I'm starting to see how this goes way deeper than just like traditional medicine.
Absolutely. And by addressing all these factors, she's helping people break free from those blocks that are keeping them stuck in pain.
This is all starting to click for me now.
Good.
We've talked about the blocks, but what are some specific techniques that Lindsay might use to actually help someone overcome those blocks and achieve lasting pain relief?
Okay, so let's go back to Nikki, who had that frozen shoulder.
Okay.
Imagine her struggling to lift her arm, afraid of the pain, convinced that she'll never regain full mobility.
I can see it.
So Lindsay might use gentle manual therapy to release some of that muscle tension.
Okay.
Combined with graded exercise to gradually increase that range of motion.
Mm-hmm. So kind of like what we talked about before with the fear.
Exactly.
Boy, baby steps.
And at the same time, she might incorporate some mindfulness techniques to help Nikki manage her fear and anxiety around movement.
So it's like a symphony of techniques all working together.
Yeah, I like that.
And I'm guessing that the approach would look different for someone struggling with fibromyalgia, like Emily and Tia.
Definitely, because fibromyalgia is a much more complex condition.
Right, with a wide range of symptoms.
Yeah, like widespread pain, fatigue, sleep disturbances.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, Lindsay might focus on techniques like pacing, energy conservation, and sleep hygiene to help manage those symptoms.
Oh.
And she might also incorporate like gentle yoga or Tai Tre Chi to improve flexibility and reduce stress.
It's amazing how adaptable her approach is.
It is.
She's like a pain relief chameleon, changing her colors to suit each person's needs.
Love that. And it really speaks to her commitment to treating the whole person, not just the diagnosis.
You know, it's interesting how Lindsay's practice has gone global.
It is.
Like we were talking earlier about the rise of telehealth and online resources.
Hmm.
What are your thoughts on the potential benefits and challenges of delivering holistic pain management in this way?
Okay, well, on the plus side, telehealth breaks down geographical barriers.
Oh, totally.
So someone living in a rural area who maybe doesn't have access to specialized care can now connect with a practitioner like Lindsay from the comfort of their own home.
That's awesome.
It's also incredibly convenient for people with mobility issues or busy schedules.
So it's opening up a whole new world of possibilities for people who might have felt hopeless before.
Exactly.
That's really cool.
And it can also be more affordable than traditional in-person care.
Right, which is huge for a lot of people.
But of course, there are also challenges.
Oh, like what?
Well, not everyone has access to reliable internet or the necessary technology.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And while technology can facilitate connection, it can't fully replace the nuances of that in-person interaction.
Right.
Building a strong therapeutic relationship, mm-hmm. which is crucial for any kind of healing.
Yeah, definitely.
Can be more challenging in a virtual setting.
It's like trying to bake a cake through a video call.
Uh-huh. Right.
You might get the recipe right, but you miss out on that in-person connection and the ability to adjust things on the fly.
Exactly.
Okay, so that makes sense.
And there's also the issue of digital literacy.
Oh, right.
Not everyone is comfortable navigating online platforms or using technology for healthcare.
So while telehealth is a powerful tool, it's important to be mindful of those potential barriers and ensure that everyone has equal access to quality care.
Absolutely. And I think it's important to remember that telehealth isn't a replacement for in-person care.
Right.
But rather a complementary approach.
I like that.
In some cases, a combination of both might be the ideal solution.
This has been such an insightful conversation.
I agree.
I feel like we've peeled back the layers of the onion.
Ooh, I like.
And really gotten to the heart of Lindsay's approach.
It's clear that she's not just offering like quick fixes.
Mm-hmm.
But rather a comprehensive and compassionate path towards lasting pain relief.
Before we wrap up this part, I'm curious about something.
Oh, yeah.
Lindsay mentions on her website that she founded her practice, Chiron, back in 2014.
Okay.
What was the landscape of holistic pain management like back then? Did she face any resistance to this kind of approach?
That's a fascinating question.
Right.
And I think it speaks to how much the field has evolved, even in recent years.
Yeah.
Back in 2014, the concept of holistic pain management was still gaining traction.
So she was really a pioneer in this field, especially combining it with online resources.
Mm-hmm. I imagine she might have encountered some skepticism from those who are like really entrenched in the traditional biomedical model.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So just to sum it up, Lindsay's approach isn't just about treating the physical symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
It's about understanding the whole person.
Right.
Their fears, their beliefs, their history, their lifestyle.
And by addressing those underlying blocks, she's helping people reclaim their lives from chronic pain.
Beautifully said. And what's even more remarkable is that she's managed to do this on a global scale.
Yeah.
Using technology to connect with people all over the world.
It's truly inspiring.
But we're not done yet, are we?
Not even close.
There's still more to explore in Lindsay's approach, right?
Oh, absolutely.
We've only just scratched the surface.
There's a whole treasure trove of techniques and insights waiting for us in our next segment.
You know, as we're wrapping up this deep dive, I can't help but think about how much my own perspective on pain has shifted. Yeah, I used to think it was all about like finding the right medication or treatment.
A quick fix.
Yeah, exactly. But now I see it as this like complex interplay of physical, emotional, and even social factors.
It's a real paradigm shift, isn't it?
It is.
And I think more and more people are starting to discover the limitations of those purely symptom-focused approaches.
Totally. It's like we've been trying to put out a fire with a water gun.
Uh-huh.
When what we really need is to understand the fuel source.
Exactly.
And speaking of fuel sources, I'm remembering that Lindsay refers to the three biggest blocks to pain recovery.
Mm-hmm.
We've already tackled fear and negative beliefs.
Right.
But I'm still kind of curious about that third block.
The lack of understanding of the multifaceted nature of pain.
Yeah. What comes to mind when you think about this?
Well, I think one aspect of this block is that we tend to compartmentalize our health.
Oh, okay.
So we see a cardiologist for our heart, a gastroenterologist for our gut.
Right.
But we forget that all those systems are interconnected.
Ah, I see what you mean.
Pain in one area can be influenced by issues in another.
It's like a ripple effect.
Exactly.
Like how stress can manifest as back pain.
Right.
Or how gut health can impact inflammation throughout the body.
Exactly. And Lindsay's approach really acknowledges those connections.
Okay.
She's looking at the whole person, not just those isolated symptoms.
So she might address someone's chronic pain by looking at their sleep habits, their diet, their stress levels, even their social connections.
Exactly. It's about understanding the bigger picture and addressing all those factors that might be contributing to their pain experience.
Okay, this is all so fascinating, but I have to admit, it's a bit overwhelming too.
Yeah, it can be a lot.
If someone is struggling with chronic pain, like where do they even begin to unravel all these interconnected threads?
That's a great question. And I think that's where the beauty of working with someone like Lindsay comes in.
Okay.
Because she can help guide them through that process, connecting the dots and creating that personalized plan.
It's like having a pain relief Sherpa.
I love that.
Guiding you through the complexities of your own body and mind.
And just like a Sherpa.
Yeah.
She's not carrying you up the mountain. She's empowering you to climb it yourself.
Yeah. So to our listener out there, if you're feeling lost or overwhelmed by chronic pain, remember that you're not alone.
Yeah.
There are people like Lindsay who can help you navigate this complex terrain.
Absolutely.
It's about finding the right guide and the right tools for your unique journey.
Beautifully said.
And remember, healing is possible.
It is.
It may not be a quick fix, but with the right approach and support, you can reclaim your life from chronic pain.
That's so important to remember.
Well, I think it's safe to say we've uncovered a goldmine of information in this deep dive.
We have.
Before we sign off, I'd love to leave our listener with one final thought to ponder.
Okay.
We've talked about the power of a holistic approach to pain management, but how might this approach be applied to other areas of your life?
Oh, interesting.
Like your relationships, your work, your overall well-being?
That's such a powerful question.
It really invites us to consider the interconnectedness of our lives and the potential for healing and growth in all areas.
Absolutely.
A huge thank you to our listener for sending us this material and sparking such an insightful conversation.
Yes, thank you.
We've only just scratched the surface of this fascinating topic.
We have.
But hopefully we've provided you with some new perspectives and maybe even a few aha moments along the way.
I hope so.
Until next time. Keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep seeking those moments of understanding.
We'll be here to guide you along the way.